Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, July 29th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 03. And a few comments today on, first of all, I made a trade, right? If you follow the blog, you know I went into the QQQ early this morning on the swoop down, and it looked like a right move right away as it rocketed up, and I guess I should have took profits, right? But it's a little bit longer-term trade. I thought that we're near the bottom of the range, it's near the end of the month. People are pessimistic about the debt ceiling stuff. 200-day moving average is right there. What else? We're oversold. The VIX is spiking, breaking past the upper Bollinger Band. I mean, there's just all kinds of things that line up saying that, hey, maybe things are a little pessimistic right now. And yesterday when I did the audio boo, I said that, you know, depending on what happened, you know, looks like we could be poised either way if we're at the upper end of the trading range or lower end of the trading range. And this morning, after the swoop down, looked like we were at the lower end, and maybe it was an opportunity to go long, which I did. So I'm still long with the Qs. I didn't just do spiders this time. I did the Qs. So we'll see how that goes. And hey, as I sit here this afternoon, I see that Boehner just passed the House passed Boehner's plan to raise the debt limit. Of course, Harry Reid says that the Senate will veto it, and if he doesn't, then President Obama said he would veto it. So it was just an exercise for the sake of exercise, and you wonder why we pay these guys at all, right? Because Boehner said, I stuck my neck out a mile to get an agreement with the President of the United States, he said. Anyway, so Harry Reid is pushing ahead with his own plan. So basically, his point of view, Harry Reid's point of view, is that the House plan is not a compromise, and the Republicans, I think especially the right side of the Republican Party, is pretty much anti-tax hike. No revenue increases, right? So we'll see how it goes. And then meanwhile, Moody's came out today and said, hey, you know what? There's not going to be an immediate downgrade of debt, of U.S. debt, if the debt ceiling misses the deadline, right? So I guess that says, hey, there's no teeth. Just it is what it is. And so there you go. Yeah, I see that Source Code. Didn't Source Code just come out at the movie theaters? Is time passing by that quickly? I see it's out on DVD. Already. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Anything else on this? I'm reading from the USA Today here real quickly on the iPad. Twitter users can expect to see more prominent ads. Oh, here's one. The economy slowed sharply in the first half of the year. Well, you know, the economic numbers came out today, and it said the annual rate of growth in the spring was 1.3%, right? But they downgraded the rate from January to March. It downgraded to 0.4% growth. Previously, they said it was 1.9. So that's a significant drop, right? And hooray for government estimates, right? I don't know. I suppose it's not a... it's not as easy as they say. So let's see, anything else? James Harrison apologizes for ripping Roger Goodell. Kim Kardashian wedding invitation revealed. Hot read at Friday's NFL player news. Boy, you know, fantasy football drafts coming up, right? I always feel like I'm under the gun, and I'm always doing it at the last minute to get ready for the fantasy draft. And I'm sure this will be no different. So I'll end up with a bunch of broken down players. Anyways, Infiniti offers its first hybrid car. High mileage at a high price. And, not sure I'd go there. You know, you still pay a premium for hybrid vehicles, right? And I think, you know, is it worth it? I don't know. Tiger Woods to enter PG&A Championship. Remember when I used to, you know, fantasy football, right? Used to play that, I don't know if they call it fantasy golf or whatever, but... Where you pick your guys, and there used to be the Tiger Woods penalty. You pick Tiger Woods, and you only get you had to skip your next three picks or something funky like that, right? I bet that's not the case anymore. He's not the favorite, right? It seems like an editorial here. Boehner and Reid spending cuts could curb economic growth. You know, that's one thing. You know, cutting spending with these kind of growth rates, with 0.4%, now 1.3%. Of course, this latest growth rate could be revised downwards as well. But, you know, I suppose you want to increase spending during slow times and decrease spending during robust times. And I don't know if they want to decrease spending right now. I mean, I know the argument is that, you know, the Ron Paul thing I mentioned the other day where Boy, we sure have a lot of debt, right? And how can it help to for our overall picture to be increasing our debt? On the other hand, that's the prescription, right? If we don't do that, then you know your old Keynesian economics. If we don't increase growth or spending during weak times of growth, then we risk a worse recession, right? But boy, it seems like we're getting really close to recession. So let's see. Independent souring on President Obama. This is from the Wall Street Journal. President Barack Obama is losing independent voters, a new national poll says. So this is important, right? Because in order to win the presidential re-election bid in 2012, he needs to rely on the same block of voters that got him in the last time. And you know, I'm sure the folks in his own base aren't too excited about him, but that he's losing independent voters, that's not good either. And I think the economic growth and the bad job situation and now the debt ceiling stuff, it does focus on his inability to get things done, right? So there you go. Let's see. For the 2012, the survey also found that Mitt Romney leads the GOP field with support from 21% of the Republican voters. Rick Perry, Texas governor, has support of 12%, while Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann have 11% each. Kind of interesting, huh? Because Mitt Romney really is the centrist candidate for the Republicans, right? He is the closest to independent. Because he stands for a lot of things that the Tea Party doesn't, right? As the Romney Care in Massachusetts, right? He's a Mormon, too, so there you go. Well, hey, I just wanted to check in for Friday. I hope you're having a great day, and check in later. And the music in the background is Church Street from Three Street Up from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. See ya.